Okay, I'd like to begin today with the halacha shir, because the shitas Rambam in our sugi is la halacha. I don't think in halacha two shitas are brought. So I'd like to discuss the halachis of determining gadlus, how you know a boy is a gadol or a girl is a katan, and hopefully by starting from a halacha shir, which is usually much easier, we'll be able to work our way into understanding the the lomdis also in the sugya. What makes a person a gadol? The Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, and the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Tefillah and Simin Nun Hei Siftes, without any chayokim, that to be a gadol, you need two things. You need to be 13 years old, and of course, whenever I say 13, it means a boy and a girl is 12. You need to be 13 years old, plus you have to be maybe shtei saris. That is the halacha. Halacha is we need both. From where do these two things come? So the Mishnah Berurah says the following. He says, 13 years old is shiurin halacha l'moshe m'sinai, which, as I mentioned yesterday, comes from a tshuvas harash. The rush says that just like the shiur of a kazayis or the shiur of an amma, all the shiurim in the Torah halacha l'moshe m'sinai, so too, 13 years old is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's shon. Shtei saros presumably is also halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But we have a chazaka, it's known as chazaka de Rabba, because Rabba states the chazaka. And that chazaka says that when a boy is 13, he's maybe shtei saris. The assumption is that he brings shtei saris. And therefore, when a boy hits his 13th birthday, he can daven for the amid, he can count to a minyan, he's mechuyev to be mekayim all the mitzvos d'oraisa, etc. The halacha is the chazaka de rabba we rely on only for the rabbanans. We only rely on this chazaka for dinim that are a rabbanan, such as davening for the yamid or counting to a minyan for davening. When it comes to a shayla of a da'iraisa, we do not rely on chazaka de rabba. This is all there in the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Nun Hei, I think it was Sivkat and Mem, I think, or thereabout. What are examples of chazaka de rabba that we don't rely on him being a gadol? Where does it ever come up that we need him to be a gadol? So to lein parsha zachar is one example. If in your shul a 15-year-old is leining, and Kolshkin, a bar mitzvah boy, his bar mitzvah is Shabbos Parsha Zachar. We had last year, I think, a bar mitzvah of Shabbos Parsha Zachar. So we did not allow the bar mitzvah boy to lay. We got a full-fledged gadol to lay. Because you cannot rely on Chazaka de Rabba for a deraisa. Parsha Zachar is one example. Writing a ois in a Sefer Torah is a very important example. When they have a Ksiva Sefer Torah, and they allow a 13, 14, 15-year-old to write an ois in a Sefer Torah, could passel the whole Sefer if he's really writing an ois. Because for deraisas, we're not soimech a chazaka de rabba. A third nafkamina would be kiddush, to be mitzi someone with kiddush, which is deraisa. For sometimes you have a bar mitzvah boy goes to, he has a grandmother who's an almana, and he's mitzi her with kiddush. That's a pashit. Because we don't rely on chazaka de rabba for their eisa. There's an eitzah that the grandmother should say, Shadavan de Shemin Esrei, bar make the bracha mekadesh Shabbos to be eitzah to their eisa. Alakais is a derabbanon. So those are three examples of their eisas. Kiddush, Sefer Torah, and Kiddush. Right, guys, Sefer Torah, Pasha Zachar. I can't think of too many other. Anybody come up with other examples? What?
To be someone to be The
Shema, well, that was a shayla we had last year. By Minagabov helps. It might help. What? Wait, that was the shayla we had in to write a thing has nothing to do with the Shema. You have to be a godly. You have to be a barak shira to write a sefer Torah. For matzis, okay, could be kavana. That type of kavana doesn't need. I'm not going to come. You're right, blowing shayfer, being mitzi with any derisa. Blowing shayfer is an example. It's really a derabanan davening for the yamid.
But the shakus is derisa
if you mitzi someone else. If you mitzi someone, okay. In Bnei Brak, they are machmir. That they don't let a bar mitzvah boy ben zimun. The Chazon Ish held that zimun deraisa, that leading the zimun is deraisa. And they're makbid by us at a bar mitzvah. The bar mitzvah boy is usually given to bench bezumin. In Bnei Brak, they don't allow it because you don't rely on chazaka derabba. If you want, you can be mevar. But what do you have to do? You have to go after shkia and be mevar. Can be mevar when he's a cotton. Because it's Shura Balma. Could be mevar, I'll tell you the truth. We once had a Bar Kaire, a boy who I saw was very capable. I pushed him to lane. And he laned and laned and laned. Eventually he laned. By the time he got married, he laned every parish except for Baal Eisra. And when it came Parashat Zachar, I told his father that he can't lane. His father came back to me a day later and he said, I checked the Ashtay Saris. I obviously wanted him to lane. So, okay. If you ask, if you check, you check. But this is the halacha. What? A father's name. Tyson Kedusha says a father's name. The now, so what I tell you, I told you halacha. Shanim halacha in the Sinai. Saris chazaka derabba. What's the lomdis of chazaka derabba? Is it a deraisa dika chazaka, derabana dika chazaka? So again, the Mishnah Berura brings the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says we have a rule. Normally, we go basa raiv. In our Torah, you go basa raiv, and definitely raiv 13-year-olds have shtei saris. There's something called a miyur hamatzoi. If you're not familiar with this, you should be familiar with Shas Inyan. In our Torah, you go basa raiv. Mid rabbanan v'chayshish for a miyur hamatzoi. Now this is negaya all over halacha. Miyat tamotzoi, for example, checking for bugs. Certain vegetables, it's rive of them have. Certain vegetables, it's a miyat hamotzoi. Or the copepods in the water, those who hold it's a problem. I really made it to drabana, it's a miyat. Pitchers of water, I'm not going to have it. It's a miyat hamotzoi, or treifus. You have to check the treifus, and it's a type of treifus, which is a miyot hamotzi. Most paiskim hold miyot hamotzi is 10%. Yachelkim. Give different percentages. But roughly 10%. It's negeya yoredeya. It's negeya ben evanezer. And for to be matir in aguna, if somebody disappeared in a way that al piraiv is dead, but a miyot hamotzi he could survive, so then vaita, we're not matir in aguna. Because midrabanan v'chayshish for miyat hamatzi. So the Prima Gadim explains that that's pshat and chazaka derabba. Minat taira, you really could be saimach. Even for Shaifer and Parshas Zachar, etc. In Gobasarayiv, that most 13-year-olds have shtei saris. But the rabbanan v'chayshish for miyat hamatzi turned it into a suffix. So a suffix derayisa, you have to be machmir. A suffix of a drabanan, you can be mekel. And therefore, when it's get to a drabanan, we're mekel, when it's get to a deraisa, we're machmir. So this is the din of being a gadol. If a girl gives birth, what does that do? Banim harihen kesiman. According to this shita, which is the Rambam shita, you need shanim plus banim. Just like you need shanim plus shtei saris, you need shanim plus having a baby. Comes out, according to the Rambam, this sugya we're learning now, banim hariyem kisumanim, doesn't do much, right? It's not such a big taiva. Because most 12-year-old girls have shtei saris anyway. The whole sugya, Badam Hari and Kesimanim Lahalacha, is if she's 12 and she doesn't have Shtei Saris, then if she gives birth, the giving birth is in place of Shtei Saris. Doesn't come up much. Most girls who can give birth are going to have Shtei Saris. Most girls are going to have Shtei Saris anyway when they turn 12. But Lefi this, Badam Hari and Kesimanim is only in a rare case. Shanim plus Banim, and that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Beis, whatever it was, Halacha Tes, I think. He says that Banim Arkei Simanim is Banim plus Shanim. If you have 12 years old plus Banim, then that is good enough to count. But again, you must have Shanim, Halacha Mishum Sinai. The Rambam tells you can't play around. Halacha Mishum Sinai, no kidding. No way you could be a gadol under that age. Now, still talking about the Rambam. What would you say if a child has hair, and we talk about saris, we're talking about pubic hairs. Hairs on the face are not enough. But although if a person has a beard that goes around, that's considered a vadai that they're pubic hairs. But at any rate, if a person has shtei saris when they're 12 and a half, a boy is 12 and a half, he has shtei saris. Like the Rambam, is he a gadol? No. If I asked you, based on what we learned today, if somebody asked you a question, why isn't he a gadol? He has shtei saris. What would you answer? What would you answer? He's missing shanim. That's not what the Gemara says. Gemara says, in Kedushin Tazayin and Anida Memhei or Levav, that if you're 12 and a half and he has shtei saris, hari hen shuma. They're considered to be gross, not hairs. What's going on in the Gemara? The Gemara should have said that if you're 12 and a half and you have Shtei Saris, they're Saris, but you're missing Shanim. Halacha Shem Sina. Why does the Gemara mean they're Shuma? Zakta Rambam, again, in Hilchis Ishus Perek Bey, this is later, Halacha Yud something in Tess or so. The Gemara is telling us, listen to this, that if you have Shtei Saris when you're 12 and a half, and then you turn 13, the two saris that are still there from before the bar mitzvah, they don't count. Because we call them shuma. We call them a growth. They don't count for shtei saris. The Rambam says you need shtei saris after you turn 13. After the bar mitzvah, you need two new saris. And that's what we mean. We're saying that if you're under 13, you grow two hairs, the shuma? What are we calling it, shuma? We're saying these two hairs will never have a din of shtei saris. They have a din of shuma, the hairs, but they have a din of shuma, they have a din of non-hairs, and they don't count.
It also has to grow the shear.
It also has to grow the shear. So that's what I want to get to. 1 second. I'm going to try to be misleading today, not like yesterday. I'm trying to tell you the things that follow logically. We'll get to it. So therefore, again, we have a condition to Rambam that the din of Shtei Saris has to be two new Saris that grow after Bar Mitzvah. Okay, so far we have a very clear Shita in the Rambam, a consistent Shita. Two kashas. One is the kasha that I asked yesterday. How is it possible, like the Rambam, for a boy, he turns 13, we go that you don't need Meis L'Eis, that as soon as Shkia, let's say, whatever his man you hold for night, as soon as night begins on the Mishlam Shnas Yudimel, he's Bar Mitzvah. So he's born, let's say, whatever date he was born on, he's born on Lamed Kislev, he doesn't get a birthday every year. There's not a Lamed Kislev every year. But okay, today's Lamed Kislev. He was born on Lamed Kislev. So Shkia last night, let's say it's Kavan last night, he became Bar Mitzvah. Question is, how's it shayach, the whole mitzias, to assume he's a gadol 5 minutes after he turned bar mitzvah? What's shayach, such a mitzias? It's not really possible that in those 5 minutes, two saris grew, the Beis Shmuel and Seder Chalitza, Ois Chav Zayin, says it has to be the width of a middle finger. So it's about 9/10 of an inch. So the hair has to grow 9/10 of an inch. No hair grows 9/10 of an inch in 5 minutes. So what's going on here? Why are we considering a bar mitzvah boy to be bar mitzvah right after he turns 13? This is a major problem. So I found this question yesterday in the... I found it originally in the Mayadim Uzmanim, Chelek Vav, I think it was a Simon Kuf of Dalid. And he brought it from a Chulis Chassam Sefer, Yeridei Kufayim Beis. And Chassam Sefer Bemis is the Kasha, he doesn't have a Teretz. He asked the Kasha, we have this major problem, what is going on with every bar mitzvah boy right after he turns bar mitzvah? Why he's not bar mitzvah? He didn't grow shtei, he didn't grow two hairs from then till now. So the question is, what do we do with this kasha? Now, this kasha seems to be a major problem. You need shanim plus saris. That's, I assume that's all part of Shema Sinai. It's definitely all part of the halacha. The shiurin is 12 years old, is 13 years old for a boy, 12 years for a girl. The din that you need shtei saris, maybe there's a place to learn it from the Torah, I don't know. But it's definitely a halacha. It's definitely min ha-Torah you need both. Rabbi is saying a chazaka that he grew shtei saris, so it can't happen right away, right? It's not shy from mitzias. So this is the problem. I saw the Rav Steinman in the Yelos HaShachar here in Yevamis. He writes very bekitzer, his whole sefer is bekitzer. But he writes that it could be that on the day the Shtei Saris grow, your bar mitzvah is l'mafreya from the beginning of that day. Bar mitzvah is the day Shtei Saris grow, l'mafreya from the beginning of that day. What?
In one day
it could grow.
What's the shame?
The Gurei Chav Etzba. It has to grow. You mean what's the shear in the amount of hours in the day, or
no,
what's the shear in the year?
The
Beis Shmuel says Gurei Chav the middle finger. He seems to write that. That's a Chumra Mikra Din. You should just be able to fold it over. But for Chalitza, we don't
know. In
one day it'll grow. Shaya.
I can work my prayer.
You need your Yimal Shanim. No, the Mafreya from the beginning of that day. So if it grew before his bar mitzvah, that's a Shuma. If it grew on the first day, so from the beginning of the day. Now that needs a Hezber, like Mechit Hesi. Mafreya, yeah, Mafreya, not. So, yesterday I mentioned Rishem Reuven. Reuven clared, and he brought a Marit. Reuven said that the Shtei Saris are not what makes him a gadol. They're just a simin that he reached the teva of a gadol. It's a simin, not a siba. It's not that, oh, bank, he has the Shtei Saris, now the Saris make him a gadol. The Shtei Saris are a simin that he's a gadol. If it's a simin, then it's a different story. Then we could say, either that from when it starts growing, as long as it ends up being Shtei Saris, it's a simen. Just like she becomes pregnant, she gives birth. That's a sign that she's a gadol. So here also, if as long as it starts growing and it eventually grows into two hairs, could be it's a simen. No, kanis is shuma. The shuma, whatever that means, it's not Saris. Or you could just say sound like Rav Steinman says that the simon is that the day it grows, the person's a godless from the beginning of that day. There's no half days for godless. So if you're a godless for part of the day, you're godless for the whole day. If it's a simon, then it's more understandable. So we have the Rambam Shita. We have one problem. There's really a second problem. Second problem is the din of a shaita. As you all know, a shaita is a cup. A shaita is a katan. How do you define a shaita? Some people are shaita l'chol hashitas. They're so off that sadly they're shaita l'kuli yam. They are borderline shaitan. There are many people who Gemara gives signs of a shaita. Somebody who lamed beis hakvaris. Okay. There are a lot of people who are retarded. who are mentally behind, but they don't sleep in a Beis HaKvaris, they don't lose everything they get. What is the geder of a shaita? So it's mekubal, and there's a truth some cipher about this, that they have to have the das of an average of a normal 13-year-old. I shouldn't say average, because average means that 49% have less than that, right? Mean, right? The mean number is 49% less. I don't mean average. A normal 13-year-old. The das of a normal 13-year-old, that is, so you have somebody who functions, but is not such a big bar das. So we go according to 13 years old. Now, if 13 is shiurim halacha l'maishim m'sinai, it's vital hard to understand. It's a shiur in das or it's a shiur in age. The Rambam holds it's a shiur in age. You can be a genius when you're 12 and have a zillion sarais. The Rambam holds you're still a cut. So 13 years old is shiur in halacha l'maishim m'sinai. From where do we get that 13 is an amount of das, according to the Rambam? It's a little hard to understand where that comes from. It could be that's all part of Ultra Messina, it could be. But Svara, these are two chesrainis in the Rambam. There's some Seifus Kasha, where are his Shtei Saris the first minute? And the Yisayid, that 13 years old is a Shirin Das, from where does that come? Where do you get? It's a Shirin Das, it's a Shirin years. Just like a lot of das beforehand doesn't help, so a little das afterwards shouldn't matter. These are the two difficulties with the Shitas of Rambam. Anytime I'm machlekes rishonim, you're going to have things that are more of a problem like one Shita, more of a problem like the other. These are the two nekudis that are not so geshmak according to Shitas of Rambam. But the halach is that way anyway. I'm not changing the din. The din is the din. Just to understand it, it'll be better the second Shita, which we'll discuss in a minute.
Who
said has das? Who said you need das? Maybe it's an age, so it's nothing to do with das, it's age. But we know there's such a thing as a shaita, who's 13 and has a bit of a cotton. So when you have someone you're not sure if he's a shaita or not, from where does it come that we use the barometer of a bar das of a 13-year-old? Now right now he's 35 years old. So we say if he has the das of a 13-year-old, then he's not a shaita. Even though he's a 35-year-old, he should be smarter than that. It's not a percentage of das he should have. We say it's the das of a 13-year-old that defines. That nekuda, it's emes, it just doesn't come from the din of 13 years old. It doesn't come well like the Rambam Shita. It doesn't fit in well. It has to have some other marker, another option of Sinai. It'll be much better according to the second sheet of the Rishonim, which we're going to discuss soon. Like the Rambam, there's no Hesper in it. You just have to say, Kach Kabbalna. Because the number 13 is not a shear in Das, it's a shear. Halacha L'maaseh Sinai, I think a shear. And granted, that's why the Chasam Sofer writes that by Goyim have Godless under 13. Because shear in Halacha L'maaseh Sinai is a din by Yidden. So by he writes that by a guy is nenash less than 13 years old, because by a guy, as long as he's not oinis, that he doesn't have enough das to do mitzvahs, as long as he has some das, he's already included. So this is all in the Shita Sarambam Halacha Shemesinei. Here is a geshmaka klar that Reuven mentions. Let's say I have a boy. I don't know when he was born. It's rare today. Everything is documented. Everybody except for the president has a birth certificate. And usually you know when somebody was born. Let's say you have a boy who doesn't know when he was born. Rav Shach didn't know how old he was. So he knew he was in triple digits, but he didn't know exactly his age because he left home before Bar Mitzvah and he wasn't even sure when he was Bar Mitzvah and he didn't. So here you have a boy, you don't know how old he is. So listen to the Shaila. You have a boy, you don't know if he's Bar Mitzvah, Poshit, if he's an age to be Misopic, it's a Sophic. Could we consider it a svek sveika according to the Rambam? Why would it be a svek sveika? Can you figure it out? Huh? A suffik if he's 13. No, he's not 13. A filin tim slime is 13. A suffik if he has shtei saris. He doesn't have shtei saris. Or is it all the same suffik? Is it one suffik or is it two sveikas? It's all one suffik if he's a gadol. But to be a gadol, he would need two things to happen to him. He would need to turn 13 at Eshtei Saris. So let's say it's 50-50 if he's 13 or not. And then 10% of 13-year-olds don't have Eshtei Saris. So it's raiv that he's not.
It's really
or is it all one suffik?
Suffik if he's a gadol. That's really the same thing in fancy words.
It's all one suffik. What?
Is
a good sex faker.
What?
Nichnas and Doras is a good sex faker.
Even though it's one Sabbath, whether or not it's a
trade. But there the task has to explain why it's a sex faker, because it's a Sufik. What? He's not in the Sabbath, but okay. It's true. Right, this is his clear. What's the clear? The clear is. Only makes sense like the Rambam, because you need two criteria to make him a gadol. Godless plus Saris. Is it two? Or is it Kulachad Sveika? We don't care if he's 13 if he doesn't have Shtei Saris. You only care. This is a clear light Shita Saram. Okay, Gomarnu, Rambam Shita. I think I said a very clear thing. Nobody should be confused. Everything I said till now, which is Halach Lamaisa, is a clara Mahalach. Let's put it to our Taisus. Now, I'm explaining our Taisus the way Reb Chaim explains it. In the Chidushim Reb Shmuel, Simon Tess, the first two paragraphs, he explains what I'm saying today, Shem Reb Chaim, very clearly. Is it Muchrich in Taisus? Maybe, maybe not, but Reb Chaim explains Taisus this way. What did Taisus say? Taisus said that Bonim make a girl a Gedaila under 12. Under 12 years old, if she even becomes pregnant, Taisos Ibor alone, if she's carrying a child, she becomes a Gedaila, even if she's 11. Now, Taisos doesn't agree with everything we said till now. We said you need Shanim plus Banim, Shanim plus Imanim. Taisos holds no. What you need is to know you're a Gadol. How do you know you're a gadol? If you have the simanim of a gadol. What are the simanim? Bonim, that's a simon. Shtei sarais. So Taisus, really shtei sarais under 12 would also make a person a gadol. But the Gemara says that we have a chazaka, that people don't grow hair under 12, so it must be a teshuva. So that in Eliyahu Navi would come, and he'd say, these are normal Saris at 11 and a half year old. We say she's a Gedaila, according to Taisus. Because you don't really need Shanim. There's no Shiur in Malchus Shem Sinai of Shanim. The whole Inyan of Shanim is only Chazaka the Rabba. Shanim is an assumption that they are Saris. It's such a strong assumption that Saris that come beforehand, we pass in their Shuma Ba'alma. They don't count, even though they look like Saris. Now, Bonim that come before, we can't call Bonim Shuma. Bonim are Bonim. They're real live babies. So if they're Bonim, then Bonim before 12, not Shriach, but Bonim Hariyam Kisimonim. Anybody who learns this Gemara will understand that Tosfos is better. Bonim Hariyam Kisimonim sounds like if you have a baby, you're a Gadol. Or Gedaila in this case. If you have a Bonim, you're a Gedaila. But this is how old you are. That's certainly the pashtus of the Gemara. And therefore, the Taisus Shita is, you don't need both. All you need is one. You need Bonim, Shtei Saris. If you have Shtei Saris under 12, we have sort of a reverse Chazak the Rabbah. Chazak the Rabbah is that after 12, you have Shtei Saris. And under 12, you don't have Shtei Saris.
Really
what?
Is one of my
But Taisus, even on Banim Hari and Kisamanim, Taisus says that it's Tashnas Yud Beis. It turns out Banim are in practice that better than Simanim. They're really the same. Because hears, we say, are not Simanim, are not Saras, the Shuma. If they, we would know their hears, it would be the same thing. Like Taisus, it's much more Geschmack. The kashas that we had on the Rambam, the two kashas we had. Now, what's the svara? As soon as you turn your 13th birthday, the first minute you get hairs? The teretz is, Taisus is masking. It's possible to have hairs before 13. Just until you're 13, we don't assume it. Anything you see, we assume is a shuma. You turn 13, so whatever saris you have, we assume are saris. As far as the bardas, like Taisus, that's the whole thing. The whole thing is a certain level of maturity. And 13 and 12 are just estimations. They're not lachos of Sinai, they're estimations. We estimate, it's a strong estimation, we paskin halachos based on it, but it's like ulumdin is. We estimate something, we paskin that way. The Gemara says that a person, a mikveh has to be shekol gufay oyle behem. Water that you can comfortably title in. So Gemara says that was it Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, in 40 saw you could tayvel comfortably, and in 40 saw missing one tifa you can't? So, Rabbi Kiva asked that. So his Rabbi told him, Lav amina lacha, I told you many times, don't stick your nose into shiurim. Lav amina lacha, don't stick your nose into the halachis. We have a shiur, and that's the shiur. The shiur is 40 saw. The same thing, 13 years old. Really, we need a certain level of teva of godless, of maturity. So we say 13. Yeah, you'll ask me, yeah. After Shkia, he's mature, and before Shkia, he's not mature. So every halach is that way. You have to have a line where you cut the line, and you say, till here it's cotton, and till here it's godless. 13 is the assumption, or 12 by a girl, is the assumption that that's what they reached. So Taisvis is a little better. Also, the Gemara says, in Nida, a girl is 12, a boy is 13. So the Gemara says, Mikan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bina Yaseira Li'isha Yaisim Aleish. That a woman has more Bina than a man. So a woman by 12 is already mature, and a man needs 13. So according to Taisvis, it's very geschmack. Godless is a level of maturity. So saying by a girl this, by a boy that. We see it's this level of maturity. According to the Rambam, it's halacha mishum Sinai. Mishum Sinai, we usually don't give reasons for. According to the Rambam, it's halacha mishum Sinai. In Shari.
Why do you need that maybe Shnei Cyrus has to
be? You need. You do need, because if you have Shnei Cyrus, it's a sign that he lacks the maturity.
Okay, he doesn't need two new Cyrus. He has two Cyrus.
So I'm not sure how Taisus holds. If you need two new, two from before, it will be much more geschmack. I don't know how Taisus holds. I throw the sugi in the sechtes nida, but it will be much more geschmack if the same shtei saris, we know what they are. That before him we assume one thing, and afterwards we assume something else. We have a right to assume. So he does. That's very good. He has Shtei Saris. But till now, we have no right to assume that they're Saris. It's not that till now we paskin the Zichah Shuma. Remember, according to him, if Eliyahu would come and tell us that the Shtei Saris are Saris, we would accept it. After 13, we accept that they're Saris. Now, is it true that if they carry over, it's that way? I don't know. If you don't like it, so go without it. But it could be. So we have here a machlokes. Now this is our taisvis. It's not lahalacha. What's not geschmack like taisvis is that like taisvis, in theory, a 12-year-old could be a bar mitzvah bacher. It could be klapishmei gali yeshtei saris. Just we don't know it. And we don't even consider it a suffix. We consider a 12-year and 353-day-old boy to be a vada kar. Right? If he did a mitzvah beforehand, he has to do it again. If he, whatever, shayach such a mitzias, or if he was a kaddish anisha, so we say she's vadei nadav kudeshes. We don't say lechumra, maybe she is. So that's a chiddush in Taisus. But anyway, that's what comes out according to Shitas Taisus. Now, according to Taisus, declare, if you don't know how old the boy is it a Svek Sveka? Let's think about it like Taisus. You have a boy, you don't know how old he is. Should I say, Safik if he's 13, even if he's 13, maybe he doesn't have Taisus. According to Taisus, it's no such thing. There aren't two things you need to be a gadol. There's only one thing you need to be a gadol. A certain level of a teva of godless. 13 is not a halachic age. When a person is 13, we assume he's mature enough. But it's not a suffix, is he 13? The being 13 isn't what Paskin's eyes. It's lemaisa, it does Paskin for us, because we have to assume at 13. But it's really all one shaila. Is he a mature person or is he not? It's all one nidai. Side of Sarai, side of... Now, in Hilchis Chalitza, is the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel, again, in Hilchis Chalitza, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a section called Seder Chalitza. It's a Seder, I think it's after Simon, as a Kufayin Tess, I think. The order how to do a Chalitza. When a person does a chalitza, a rav, he takes in his hand the sefer, it goes step by step in case he'll make a mistake. It goes in the order of the Seder Chalitza. In Seder Chalitza, in Beis Shmuel, Chav Zayin, he says the following. Our Gemara, we have Banim Hariyem Kisimanim, he's talking about a female. A female who has a child is a god, Gadai. The Beis Shmuel says, what about a male, a man who fathers a child? Is that a simon of being a gadol? In the shadow, a man fathers a child, is that a sign that he's a gadol? So he says, it's a machloikis in the sugya ben Saira Meira. The sugya of ben Saira Meira is ben v'loishu yochali es av. The Rambam brings paskins in Hilchas ben Saira Meira, in Hilchas Mamrim, that a cotton can't have a child, can't father a child. Zakta Beis Shmuel, therefore, if you know that this boy fathered a child, he's a godly. If you know that a boy fathered a child, he's a godly. He's coming to Chalitza, he's a brother. And you don't know he's a godly or not. So if he fathers a child, then he's a godly. That's what the Beis Shmuel says, la halacha, based on the Rambam. Rambam is Mamrim. He says the Rambam passes of Safra, not like Reb Zavid. We'll get to that later, what it has to do with it. But that's what he writes. That a ben, if being father is a child, he's a god. What's fair? What's fair on this? The Rambam was a Rambam Shita. Banim Plashanim. It's a plea. When a girl has a child, you say, that's not enough. You need Shanim plus a child. And now we're being Medamim Nosel and Nosel, saying of a girl as a child, we're saying of Zachar also. It's a sign of being a god. Good. That's not, if he has a child, he's a god. You should need Shanim. You should need Shanim plus. So if you know he's 13, he could do Chalitza anyway. You don't know if he has Shtei Saris. Okay, but that's not what it says. It says in the Beis Shmuel that if he has banim, it's a sign of godless. So I saw this kasha, this stei chemed, chemed ches of the stei chemek, on page 139. And he says something that's very meduyik. He says, if you know someone's under 13, and he fathered a child, he's still a cut. It says, if you're medayik in the lashon of the Beis Shmuel, it doesn't say a katan who has children is a god. The lashon is, if a brother comes and he had a child, ein baitkin acharav. What does ein baitkin mean? It means you don't have to find out if he's a god. You can assume he's a god. If you don't know his age, normally Bezdin would do. Wouldn't let him do chalitza until you know for sure. If you know his age, there's nothing to check. So that, he's not saying that if he's a cotton and he fathered a child, he becomes a god. That's talking about emes. It'll be emes like Tysus, not emes like like the Rambam. It's just a Baikin Hachrov. Stava, you assume he's a god. If you don't know his age, you can assume he's a god. Okay, one more. What? How do we allow him? Because we have a right to assume that a Shekutin doesn't give birth. If he gave birth, if he fathered a child, we have a right to assume that he is 13. It's a sign that he's 13 years old. It's as good a proof as a birth certificate. Because both stamas are about him, don't they? Zabriska Rav, the beginning of Masechtas Temura, and Rav Shmuel brings it here, Simon Tess, I think it's Eitz Gimel. Everything we're saying today is this Reb Chaim. There are two Mahalchim, the Rambam's Mahalach, Taisus Mahalach. I think everybody here should understand Kvar, the two Mahalchim that we discussed. So he says, it fits in beautifully to a Machlaikis, the Rambam and Taisus, in Hilchas Nedarim. What's that Machlaikis? By Nedarim, there's a din of Mufla HaSamach Leish. We learn out of a pasuk that a 12-year-old boy or 11-year-old girl, Samach Leish, he's within a year of being an adult, he's Mufla. Mufla means he's bright. He's bright. He knows what Nedarim are. Yes, because grandparents, they tell you he's bright. So that's a Mufla HaSamach Leish. His Nedarim are Nedarim. The Kabbalah Naziris, it's a Naziris. If anything has Tali Bepeh, Tamura is a Tamura, if he owns it. And all the things that are Tali and Dibor, there's the idea of Mufla HaSamach Leish. What is a Mufla HaSamach Leish? The Rambam says from age 12 and age 11. It's Tali in years. That's what says the Rambam. The Rambam is Lishitasa. Why? Being bar mitzvah is set in stone. It can never be before your 13th birthday. So a mufla samach leish is set in stone. It can never be before your 12th birthday. Tosfos and Rashi in Masechtas Temura say that it's a year before Shtei Saris. That if a mufla makes a neder, we have to wait and see. He's 12 years old in 3 months. We have to wait and see what's going to be. If within a year, he'll turn 13, that we know, but he'll turn 13 plus Shnei Saris, then he'll be a Mufla Samach Leish. If not, he won't be. We have to wait and see. It says in the Mishnah to Tmura, 12 years old, Orcha de Milsa, usually, Chazaka de Rabba, it's going to work. But we have to wait and see. Zakta Briskarov, the Shitasam. Like Taisvis, the number 13 is a meaningless number. It's an umdina. I shouldn't say it's meaningless. 13 is bar mitzvah. But it's usual. Usually, 13, you have somebody doesn't have Shtei Saris. The number 13 by itself doesn't have an inherent meaning. Memela, Mufla HaSamach Leish is not tied to 13 years old. It's also not set in stone. If nisht. Like the Rambam, 13 means something. Now the Rambam also holds you need Samanim, 13 plus Samanim. So it's still a chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam says 12 is Mufla HaSamach Leish. Even if he'll turn 13 and get Shtei Saris later, 12 is Mufla HaSamach Leish. Why? Because 13 inherently has a meaning. It means something. It's a halachah from Sinai, where a person could potentially be a god. So the Rambam, Lishitasai, holds that the number 13 is a meaningful number. He says the year 12 is a meaningful number. Taisvis, who holds 13, is just a mundana. And for most people, it works. So 12 also, it's a mundana. For most people, it works. There's some people for whom it won't work. For those people, just like 13 is going to be a lavdafka number, 12 is going to be a lavdafka number. So the Brisker Rav says that this machlaikis, Taisvis and the Rambam, is totally zebizah. So, this is again just to illustrate a nafkamina, to show that this machlaikis place in the Rambam, his be'em is a shas machlaikis. Rather, from this, Rashi would hold like Taisvis. because Rashi in Tmura says the same thing as Taisa says. But okay, that's the basic rundown of Gadlus. I hope everyone has klar the things we discussed, the two mahalchim. Should be very clear. If you don't have a klar, it's just a matter of chazaring a little bit and getting some sort of klar. Now, there's a second machloikis to Rav Avitaisis. I know it would be beautiful if we could figure out it's totally zabizeh with the first machloikis. I don't know if it is. But Nar Sugya, there's a second machloikis, Taisis and the Rambam. Banim Hariyan Kisumanim. The Rambam says Mishas Leida. And Taisis Dibra Maschal Harei says Mishas Ibor. We have here a machlaikis from when banim are kisimanim. The Rambam says from when you give birth. Taisis holds Mishas Ibor. Taisis says only if it ends up being a bar kayama. If the child ends up being a nafel, it turns out that there's a miscarriage, so then it's not. It happens to be in halacha every time there's a miscarriage. Halacha assumes that the child mitchila wasn't viable. Did we always assume that a miscarried child was never viable? Not only that, a child who dies within 30 days of being born, even though we don't see any health issue, but the assumption is that it wasn't a bar kayama. Nafkamina, let's say, for sitting avelus. Someone has a child, Elaine, who dies within 30 days of birth, you know, it's a shiva. The assumption is that from birth, the child was not a viable child. So that's the halacha. That's a shayla, even by an accident. Halacha, it says, even by an accident. It happened once to one of our chaveyim, if you remember, and he got upset that he should sit shiva. I don't know. But I think what says on the page of Shulchan Aruch, it says no matter what. If he doesn't live 30 days, the assumption is that he was a nafel.
See, the Rambam does play the dafka by the taver, right?
What?
By dafka by the lady giving birth. We said that
already. Yeah, by a ben, it's not. Right. By a ben, the Rambam will have to be masking because it's stavered. No, it could be he has to father a ben who's a bar kayama. In other words, if the ben ends up being miscarried, it'd be the guy who's afraid that he was never a god. But if he fathers a child, the stavered should be Mishas Ibor because he didn't do anything later. So, so we have here Machloikis, Taisis and the Rambam, Mishas Ibor, Mishas Leida. Language of the Gemara is much more like the Rambam. Usually the Shainis and Gemara are more like Rashi and Taisus. But here, what was the Lashon? The Shekvar Yoldu. The Lashon Shekvar Yoldu sounds like Leida. Well, the Taisus will say it means it has to be an Ibor of a Ben Kayama, so you have to wait till Kvar Yoldu. Then the Muki Yosef brings a Raya to Taisus. And tomorrow we're going to try to answer this Raya, so please follow the Raya. Rav Chaim is coming. The first two paragraphs that are of Chaim to answer the Raya. Now the Raya is really a riddle. It's a Chetimtza riddle. It's based on a Gemara in Ksuvis Lamites. The Gemara in Ksuvis Lamites says the following. Now follow carefully. If you don't cop this tomorrow, it's going to be very hard. I think you all know that a girl who turns 12 becomes a Nara, and 6 months later becomes a Begeres, which means a normal Gedaila. Not like a male. A male goes from cotton to gadol. A girl, she turns 12. Lagabi mitzvah, she's a regular gedayla. There are a few halachis of a nara. Shvach nure alavia, that the money she gets goes to her father. In those 6 months, from age 12 to age 12 and a half, she is a nara. 12 and a half, she's a begeris. If somebody is ma'anis a nara, so you all know there's a knas. Right? There's a knas. How much is the knas? Chamishim. Right? Chamishim what? Coins. So, right, there's a knas. Someone's ma'anis, a nara. There's a knas you have to pay. Who gets the money? The father. Right? The father. Right? Shvach nure alavia. The Gemara says, listen carefully, if someone's ma'anis, a nara, they didn't go to Din Torah till after she became a Begeres, then she gets the money. It goes according to the beginning of the Din Torah, not the Pesach, but the beginning. If they didn't go to Din Torah till she turned Begeres, it's her money. if they went to Din Torah when she's a Nara, then the money goes to the father. What happens if someone's Ma'anis a Nara and she dies? And they go to Din Torah, it doesn't start till 6 months later, where if she had been alive, she would have turned into a Vegeris. So the language of the Gemara is, Yesh Bagar Bekever, or Ein Bagar Bekever, which is a romantic way of saying, who gets the Knas? Does the father get the Knas? Does she died as a Nara, she's forever and ever a Nara? Or, maybe the father doesn't get the Knas. Maybe 6 months later, she turns into a Begeris, even Bekever. And who would the money go to? Her child, Yarshin. If she has no children, it goes to the father anyway. He's the closest relative. So the Gemara is a shame. If someone's Ma'anis or it's Nara, and then she turns into Begeris, Bekever, does the money go to the father or to her son? So the Gemara says, Mima Abra? It can't happen. You can't have such a Metzius. You can't have a Metzius where she has a child. Now remember, she died before she became a Begeris. So you have a small window. She became a Gedaila, and we're assuming a cotton doesn't give birth. She became a Gedaila. She died within 6 months, at least one day less than 6 months. She died before she became a Begeris. So the Gemara says in those 5 months and 5.9 months, she can't possibly be Ma'abra. You can't have a Echetimsa that she had a child. There's no Echetimsa she had a child. How could it be? So the riddle is it possible such a thing? Now, like Tysus, of course it's not possible, because she can't become pregnant until she's a Gedaila. She can't give birth in less than 6 months, because we assume less than 6 months is not a Bar Kayama. Like Tysus, the Gemara's Geshmak. Like the Rambam, a Katana could become pregnant. Right? The Rambam says only giving birth is godless. Becoming pregnant, it could be a Katana. So Frekt in the Muki Yosef on the Rambam, I have a Echetimtza for a girl, she could die out Nara and have a son. How? She became pregnant when she was 11 and a half. Now, like Tysus, you can't be pregnant when you're a Katana. She came pregnant, she became a Gedaila, and then 6 months later, she's already a Megaris. But, like the Rambam, she could be pregnant when she's 11 and a half. So listen to the question. Why did the Gemara say you can't have a woman who has a baby if she died before she became a Megaris? Like the Rambam, you could. She had a baby, she became pregnant 11 and a half. She had a baby 12 years old and 3 months. She was Nenas, and she died. Like the Rambam, you could have the Hechetimtza. So, Frekta the Muki Yosef, that Gemara is Muchach, like Tosfos, and not like the Rambam. That's his kasha. So this kasha I'll repeat tomorrow, but try to make sure you understand it. Again, the question is a Hechetimtza for a girl to have a child before she's 12 years and 6 months old. If becoming pregnant makes her a Gedaila, it's impossible. But if just later, she could be a pregnant Katana and she can give birth later. So this is the kind of Muki Yosef's Kasha here in our Daf Beis Amud Beis and Daf Harif, and on the bottom of the page. And tomorrow we'll learn Reb Chaim's text.